welcome to another episode of the Monday Mile podcast. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. This is the podcast where we quite literally head out for a 1 mile walk. And today we are in London, and today's guest is Hot Property. Not only is he king of the faithfuls and currently probably the most trustworthy gentleman in television, he's the people's champion, often referred to as Sherlock Singh. And today I am delighted to be joined by Jaz Singh, aka Jazatha Christie, just a casual nod to Agatha Christie, because of his observant, tactical, inquisitive, and balanced gameplay. Jaz, welcome to the mile.
Wow, what an absolute banging introduction.
Does it get better than that?
That is sensational.
Women give you that intro?
I mean, it wasn't like that, but yeah, you've just made me feel like I'm going into a boxing ring, and yeah, I'm ready for it.
Well, line up, because we do have a mile to walk.
Yes.
How's your boxing going?
Not bad. Yeah, I'm a bit of a sportsman, tell you the truth. Play football 3-4 times a week, go gym 3-4 times a week. I also fish.
You fish?
I'm a bit of an angler.
I didn't know fishing was a sport.
We call it a sport. I mean, Eddie Hearn will know, Barry Hearn will know. They do a little Fishermania, get a bit of money for charity. I'm going to go there.
Nice.
Xboxing, you know, everyone goes.
And how about walking? Is that part of
Oh, love it. I mean, to be honest, I think it was COVID that actually made me starting to walk and think walking was a bit trendy back then. Mate, it's nice. It's relaxing. It's therapeutic, isn't
it? Well, welcome to the mile. Fresh off Loose Women. The last couple of weeks since the grand finale of The Traitors has been a little wild. How's it been?
Absolutely mental. You can't even put it into words, tell you the truth. I mean, thankfully, I mean, I don't have Twitter, so all I'm getting is messages on Instagram, on my private messages, constantly people just saying, you're the people's champion, you're Jazatha Christie, how did you work it out? We wanted you to win. It's been mental, but I'm really humbled, if I'm honest, to get that response, because not everyone, all the other contestants haven't had that. So to get that response has been amazing. I want to thank everyone out there. I want to thank the fans. I want to thank the viewers. I just want to do something so that they know I appreciate the love.
You are being framed as the people's champion. That's surreal, considering you didn't actually win the show.
Absolutely mental. I mean, I've got no regrets as well, which was, you know, going into it, I thought, this is a really tough game. Like, it's no Mickey Mouse game, this. You need to really graft, especially being a faithful. So I thought, best thing to do is just be myself, play the game, and you forget there's cameras. You immerse yourself so in the game that you just forget about everything. So how I've come across and the reception that I've received following the show, it's just been mental.
Bow. Please bow. Unreal. It's so incredible to see not only the show kick off, but also the reception you've had. When it comes to the game itself, what's it like being inside it, then holding it as a secret, and then watching it play out?
Oh, it's just tough. You need to have the minerals. You really, really do, because that game is hard. And then you know what's happened, when, how, everything. Coming out afterwards and not being able to share it is so tough. I mean, I was in there the entire time, as we all know. So I came back and my mum and my wife, you've won it, haven't you? Yes, got it. And I'm like, we need a chat. Sit down and let me just tell you what went down. The other two people that knew were my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. So when they saw me, and they obviously knew I stayed the entire time, they're thinking, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. We don't want to know. Just, we know you stayed the entire time, just don't look. We want to watch it when it's aired. So I'm like, I didn't win, but I couldn't even say it. So
you didn't even tell them?
I couldn't tell them until they watched it.
No!
And then they were
that
like...
That is so brutal. Yeah. How did you manage to hold that within?
That was so hard.
That's ultimate traitor
so
behavior,
hard. Oh my God.
traitor to your own family.
We've got
family.
An exclusive traitor.
Now, Jess, you've been described as the ultimate faithful. However, you did want to be a traitor. Why?
Yeah, guilty. I mean, being a traitor, you've got to remember you're essentially in control of the game. So I, for one, do not like to be lied to. So as a traitor, you're not going to get lied to. That's fact number one.
Yeah.
Secondly, you can go to sleep at night knowing you're back in the cane tomorrow. As a faithful, you're at the mercy of them traitors. So I'm going to sleep every single night thinking, am I going to make it to morning? Am I going to make it to breakfast? I don't know.
So there's a sense of lack of control being on the faithful side.
100%.
How did that sit with your own personal faith?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was very difficult to accept that I wasn't going to now be in control of the game. Being Sikh myself, one of the main traits is to treat everyone equally. And also, Sikh means learning. So constantly we're learning every single day of our lives. So the biggest thing for me was to learn to be an effective faithful. And that's where I feel as though I came into my own, because my faith played a massive part of why I got to the end, because I believed in myself. And when your confidence starts to come, things start to unlock, and the harder you work, the luckier you become.
That requires an incredible amount of self-awareness to be able to switch like that, going in hoping to be a traitor and then to adopt that process of learning. It's quite a mental undertaking, as well as having the mental pressure of being in a TV show.
Oh, 100%. It was so tough. I can't put it into words how difficult. I'm having them blindfolds on and I'm thinking, well, what reaction am I going to do when I get the tap on the shoulder? I was convinced that I'm going to be a traitor. I even said to the BBC execs, don't bother getting me on the show if I'm not a traitor.
So was there disappointment?
Massive, massive disappointment, because I thought, there wasn't one bit of information or mindset where I thought, you know what, you might be a faithful. Have you prepared for that? That wasn't part of my strategy, wasn't part of my game plan. Because obviously I wanted to manifest the idea of becoming a traitor. So I'm in control and I don't want to be getting lied to.
Doing well in the game itself requires balance. You mentioned undertaking the process of learning. So through that process, I can imagine you've acquired an element of a new skill set. So being thrust into the outside world, now things are a little crazy. You're being pulled in different directions. Do you think you've taken that learning of balance into today?
It's a great question. And if I'm honest, going into that castle and coming out the way I did, and you do come out different, definitely more rounded. If you played the game how you wanted to play it. As a Libra, I know life's about balance. Everything's about balance. So yeah, in the game, it was just about when the opportunity presented itself, just apply the balance whenever necessary.
And when you say apply the balance whenever, talk me through what exactly you mean by that. For people that maybe haven't watched The Traitors, what is that balance and how did you get it right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, even for people that have not watched it or they're going to be applying for series three, you know, I think...
Sign me up. Here's my manifestation.
genuinely, balance is everything, as well as timing.
Okay.
So you need to be, first of all, I can only talk on behalf of a faithful. I can't tell you what a traitor could do.
Yeah.
I could before the show, because I have my game plan was traitor, but now I am team faithful all the way.
Okay.
So as a faithful, you need to have the dynamic right with all the other contestants. That is priority number one. Okay. You can't be too close, because a popularity contest can really backfire, and you can't be too far apart. You need to just be in that sweet spot where if you need to accuse somebody or you need to have an opinion, you can make an impact. So getting the dynamic right with all the other contestants is super important. Point number one. Point number two, probably just know when to apply the gas and when to just hold off.
Okay. So we're on a racing track now.
We are all on a racing track, yeah. Do you know when to press the nitrous oxide, is it? Not?
Yeah. We're going around the corner full speed.
Like, I had to put my neck out on the line with Paul because people thought, this guy is super quiet, but how come he's not? But I had my suspicions, built it all up, and then I thought, I can see Paul. You have to be super hypervigilant if you're a faithful.
Yeah.
You need to be listening to all sorts of different conversations. You need to be everywhere. Your eyes and ears need to be everywhere. If you've got a piece of information of who you think is a traitor, that doesn't mean you go start telling everyone.
You can't just go in on them, right?
You've got to feel when the right moment is to tell somebody and pick who your allies are. I'm just rewinding it back to the time where I thought, I need to spread the rumours about Paul.
Yeah.
There were three people that I told, right?
Okay.
Ross.
Yep.
Jasmine and Harry.
Planting seeds.
Planting seeds. I thought one of those three, A, I get on with.
Yep.
B, I sort of trust.
Yeah.
And three, most importantly, one of them, because they've got such big personalities, one of them is going to be a traitor. What that means is that this information that I'm going to spread is going to go into a traitor's meeting. So I was spreading my bet, one or two faithfuls on my side, or I'm going to have one or two traitors on my side. So it's about balancing again.
It really is tactical game, play, isn't it?
A bit too tactical, yeah.
Yeah, a serious hyper awareness of the situation. And when it comes to coming out now, essentially this is where we see that gameplay coming into real life, because you are being pulled in different directions. And I can imagine, is there a hyper an awareness and an analysis of you going, well, no, they just want me for this, they want me for that, because you are hot property.
To be honest, I'm genuinely still trying to digest it all, because it's super overwhelming with the response. Yet people want to take selfies, people want to talk, people want me to get to do interviews, podcasts, people want me to have my own detective series. Like, it's crazy.
It's mad, isn't it?
To the point where you're absolutely right, you do need to figure out who you can trust. Yeah. And ultimately, just if I'm being myself, then it's an easy road.
It is, isn't it? You've got to be true to you. I think that's the one thing that I've learned throughout my whole journey. I mean, it's definitely not the same, but you have the Olympics, the Olympic high coming out, everyone wants a piece of you.
Yeah.
But this show, going into it, I can't imagine you expected that response. How has your wife, honey, and your mum dealt with that newfound fame? Did you expect it?
Really, they found it really overwhelming. I mean, none of us expected it at all. And I suppose one thing that I shared with them, which was quite key, and it's something that I'll share right now, is the biggest learning curve being in that place. As a faithful, you're dying to get to breakfast. And it dawned on me sort of 2/3 or 3/4 into the game. Why are we not like that in real life? Some people don't get the opportunity to wake up on a daily basis. We're all guilty of it, that we just take it for granted because we've got all of our different responsibilities, we've got our different commitments. But I just thought, wait a minute, I'm jumping 6 foot in the air when I've got to breakfast because I know I've made it through the night. Why are we not like that on a daily basis? And make the day whatever we want to make it. Yes, I was on a show. Yes, I was trying to win a lot of money. I was trying to win a cash prize. Yes, we're in front of cameras and the rest of it. But at the same time, you can really translate that into life, because the second thing is emissions. You're going to get missions in everyday life. You have to work with people you don't trust, that you don't like. That's what we have to do in everyday life. So again, missions. We had to do that in the castle. We had to work with people that we didn't get good energy from, people that we trusted, we liked. But again, it was a cohesive effort to try and overcome a problem and come to some form of achievement, which that was a big thing. And finally, we're so used to going with the grain. And that's another thing in being in that castle made me realise we need to start standing up for what we believe is right. We need to start going against the grain if we feel as though it's done in a respectful manner and the opportunity presents itself. Just the same thing with Paul. Nobody wanted to go for him because he was protected by this wall of contestants. And I just thought, I have to stick with my gut. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go against the grain and thank, I don't know, the universe, whatever you believe in, faith, it all paid off.
That moment that you unearthed Paul, that must have been a serious step in the right direction in terms of looking at the end goal.
100%. I mean, it was a psychological checkpoint that I had in my mind to say, you need to make sure that you're in this game long enough to see whether this guy is a traitor or a faithful.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're in there, you don't know. But for me, I needed to get to that point. And that was the night where I was literally going to go, because Ross switched the room and I genuinely thought I was getting bullets from the whole table, all different angles. And it was like, bang, 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 bang. And I just thought, what am I doing here? Like, I may as well just stand up. And I'm not going to be nice when I stand up there and say I'm a faithful. I'm not just going to be like, oh, it's been a really lovely experience. It's thank you. No, genuinely, it's killed me that my time in here is cut short because you've been deceived. Thankfully, the contestants put their faith in a lot of the arguments against Paul and they went for him. And when I found
that
out,
a win.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
When it goes to going against the grain. You obviously had to pick your battle with Harry. Do you think if you'd gone in on Harry earlier, it would have jeopardised your chances of getting to the final?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, I'm so fortunate to have come out of this experience with no regrets and playing the game exactly how I wanted to play it. I knew that he was protected by a wall of contestants. And I thought the only time I'm going to get to the chance to strike at Harry will be when there's nobody left to protect him. And I thought, I'm going to really befriend him. I'm going to make sure that he knows, out of everyone, he can trust me. But he didn't know what was coming.
At that final three, the pressure cooker, the finale. And you almost managed to sway Molly.
I mean, Molly had a tough decision on her hands. To be honest, I didn't know how close Harry and Molly were until it was aired. That relationship that we all witnessed was very strong and very sort of, I mean, some would call it unbreakable, clearly. She did put her trust in me. We've got to remember that, because she did end the game. You know, she did end the game with me and Harry in. So she trusted me, which was enough. But at the same time, I put her under a decision, and she ultimately made the wrong one. And I thought when Andrew said,
"Burn
Harry,"
yeah,
I thought, we're in.
We're in.
Me and Molly are going to take him down.
No chance, hey? Not for that guy. He got lucky. Clean slate. Almost, Jazz.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, looking back now, I'm quite thankful with the way it's gone down.
Yeah.
The reception, the way people have sort of... I mean, the messages that I'm constantly getting has been so overwhelming, so touching and moving.
The most faithful gentleman in British television currently. That's quite the accolade. I'd take on board that. However, when you're actually in there, you mentioned sort of trust and gaining trust from fellow contestants, did you ever fully trust anyone?
Absolutely not.
No.
If it was up to me, I would have ended the game and ended the game and ended the game. There was probably one person in there that I really trusted, and that was Zach. Okay, Zach was the only person that I genuinely thought he cannot be a traitor at all. And to be honest, you know, when you're in that game and you're really sort of enjoying it as well as going through the hell, you forget that there's a cash prize that you need to win.
And
I'm a big believer in, I appreciate and value time over money. So although I didn't win 45 grand, to me, I don't disrespect money. That is a lot of money. Is it life-changing? I'm not too sure. So to have come out like this,
but
and
the experience in itself can be life-changing. Just hearing what you said about being given the gift, essentially, of being able to wake up and have breakfast.
Yeah, totally.
That's a bigger learning than £45,000.
100%. Coming out of that whole experience now, I'm looking at life differently, a complete different perspective, and very, very excited to see what the future holds.
So what is next, Jazz? That's the intriguing question. It sounds as though you may or may not have left your old job behind.
I mean, nothing would give me more fulfillment to pursue what I want to do. And at the moment, I'm trying to figure what that is.
Yeah.
And it looks like maybe a new detective series. It may look like getting into acting. Might be the next James Bond. We just don't know. You've heard an exclusive here.
Next James Bond. Dun, dun, around Holland Park. Let's go.
So yeah, it's literally like, I mean, I'm open to ideas. It's very exciting times. A lot of people contacting me for lots of different opportunities. And yeah, I would really, really want to have those conversations.
Do you feel that the show has given you this newfound confidence to step away from your old life and chase the dream?
I think it's really important to stay grounded. So although I do want to pursue my dreams, and nothing would give me more fulfillment to do that.
Yeah.
I think in order to get through that transition, you need to remain grounded. So continue doing the things that you used to do.
Yeah.
Whether that's pray, if you're a person of faith and religion, or continue going to the gym, continue going on those date nights with your missus or your partner, whoever that
is. So important.
Just do the normal things that made you you in the first place. All the hardships that I've been through in life, they've made me the person that I've become. So, and obviously we're learning on a daily basis. So I'm always open to learning, always open to taking advice. And you, like for me, it's, I just want to be a person that does good and give other people hope to say, look, we can go through traumatic experiences in life, but you just got to keep persisting.
What is your routine like day to day?
At the moment, it's all over the place. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing. But
have you managed to instill those values in the chaos? Praying in the morning, date nights with your missus. Is there still space for that?
I have to make time for that. It's super important that I continue to make time. It's so easy to make excuses and say, oh, I haven't got time to do that. Can't do this, can't do that. Sometimes you have to make the time. And although it's sometimes really impossible because you're getting overwhelmed with opportunities here, opportunities there, it's important not to lose yourself in the wind because it is a twister.
It's a wild tornado right
that's
now.
That's it. That's
an exciting tornado. How much of a role does wellness play in your day-to-day life?
I do a lot of my thinking when I'm running.
I love running.
Yes.
I'm a big runner as well.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you are, like, Jesus.
What sort of running are we talking? I mean, half marathons, marathons? Or?
Well, I've got a funny story for you, actually. My friend who moved to Manchester, he lives now in London, doing really well for himself. He rang me one day and he said, Jazz, doing the Manchester Marathon. I said, oh, yeah, that's good. I'll do it with you. And he went, there's a month left. You're not going to do it with me. And I said, yeah, I don't need to train. Like, I should be fine. And he goes, no. Seriously.
You've got the minerals, have you?
He tested me. He actually tested me. And I thought, you know what? I'm 29 years of age. I want to do a marathon before I hit 30.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do it. And I beat him by 1 second.
Yes, every second counts.
And that really does hurt him. But to be honest, we started together. We finished together with that race.
And you pulled the traitor on him, didn't you? In that 1 second. You fully did.
Honestly, I wish I pulled that move at the final round table, didn't I?
Yeah, you should have done.
Final banishment.
Okay, so long distance running.
Long distance running. To be honest, I'm not the type of person to go to the gym and start lifting heavy weights because I just... That's not me.
Not on for the beach muscle vibes.
No, I'm just more, I'd prefer to be athletic, agile, ready for action whenever necessary.
Nice. I like it. Ready to attack the traitors at any given moment.
Any given moment.
He's ready. Yeah, I find the headspace created from running, walking, it's huge and it allows us to process the good and the bad.
100%.
To be better.
100%. When you've got the weather, of course. Which in London you seem to have more than us in Manchester.
Yeah, you know what? I heard an interesting fact about Manchester the other day that apparently the weather is worse in Manchester than it is in Northern Ireland. I enjoyed that because I went to school in Northern Ireland and everyone acclaims it to be the worst weather.
That.
But saying every time I've been in Manchester, it's pretty windy.
Oh, yeah.
And rainy.
Oh, yeah.
So we've brought out the grey clouds just for you today, Jazz.
Incredible, incredible. Miracles do happen.
Having that physical ability from running, when it came to the physical challenges on the show, did that put you in a good place?
Oh, totally. I mean, funnily enough, Series 1 contestants say the same thing, but you are taken away from the game in terms of being so analytical, needing to be hypervigilant, getting the dynamics right with the contestants. You can just step away from that, put yourself and immerse yourself into a physical mission where you're just, you know, your mind is to overcome everything and just get the cash prize or get a shield or, yeah, it's just a nice change. So we really did, most of us appreciated the missions. Becoming the team captain for, I think it was one of the missions where we had to dig the gold up.
Yeah.
It was not only just about physical attributes and being fit physically, you know, you need a strategy in order to win. I was stood right at the back of the group when Claudia's talking about, this is what your mission is. You need to collect as much gold as possible, and you need to put it on those weighing scales right over there, and you need to get across this lake with these dodgy boards or whatever they were. And then I just thought to myself, oh my God, right, this sounds pretty good, but I want to be a captain, but I'm just going to stay put, stay quiet, hidden in the back.
Play it cool.
Play it cool. What did they do? Everyone starts pushing me to the front, saying, Jazz,
go on,
Jazz, you can be our captain. And I was thinking, wow.
You're like, yeah.
You want to put your trust in me.
That's got to be a really good feeling, having the team put you forward for it.
Such a confidence booster.
Yeah.
Which you do need in that game. You need super confidence. But if you come across overly confident, you're shooting yourself in the foot. So it was nice to get that sort of push from the other contestants to say, Jazz, lead us to victory and see where that takes us. I had a strategy. I said, look, guys, can we all sit down? And they didn't show this, but we all sat down and I said to everyone, look, I'm going to suggest a way of how we're going to win this. The other team were already across the lake piling gold in the weighing scale.
Yeah.
I'm there still talking to my team. Look, guys, this is what we're going to do. Told them a plan. We literally executed the plan and we absolutely smashed that mission.
Removing the layer of chaos, going in with a strategy and dominating.
Bosh.
Jazatha Christie through and through. Literally, the well-executed mission lands again. God. Was it surreal spending all of that time with Claudia Winkleman?
For me, not really. I feel like we're family. Yeah, me and Claude.
I love that. You and Claude, yeah, Cash.
I'll be honest. I don't know whether it's a bad thing or a good thing. I just don't get starstruck.
It's a good thing.
With people or celebs or whatever you want to call them or icons. I mean, I appreciate people that have done exceptionally well. Really do. And I value hard work. But when I saw Claudia, it was very much, Claudia's in this position to make this magical and make it one to remember, which she did.
Do you think she'd be a good traitor?
Oh, what a cracking question that is. I think Claudia could probably create her own role. She wouldn't, I don't know, it wouldn't be a traitor, it wouldn't be a faithful, it'd be something else. But within the game, that's how good Claudia is.
She's got her own game going on.
She's got her own
that's
game.
That's why she's
going
the
on.
Quiz master.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you heard that the Strictly Come Dancing crew and England Rugby are currently playing their own version of traitors?
Oh my God, are they actually?
Yeah.
That is quality.
Unreal. I feel like we need you to be their quiz master.
I will be.
Maybe that's your new role.
I might be. I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
I am happy to do that.
Quiz master Jazz.
Just contact me we'll have a chat.
Maybe we can get you on the blower to them for their final 100%. This weekend. What's your relationship like with Monday?
I will genuinely treat it as any other day.
Yeah.
Which sounds really unusual, but I know people say it's the start of the week, you know, go after the week and this, that, and the other. I think being in the line of work that I've been in, I consider myself quite entrepreneurial, independent. So I'm working at daft o'clock, working anytime. Time for me is just around the day. So, you know, I'll be working late, be working early, I'll be working anytime. So, I'm not a workaholic. I just work hard, play harder.
I'm all for that vibe.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I live for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Work hard, play even harder.
Yeah, 100%.
Love that. Do you have any life mottos or quotes that you live by that you can share with our listeners?
Probably two.
Go on.
I feel as though, I've said it before, the harder you work, the luckier you become.
Okay,
that
strong.
Is definitely something that happens. People think they've got to where they have just by coincidence or by chance. They haven't.
No.
They've worked hard to get to where they have. And yeah, it's took me a while to believe that, but I am now of the opinion that that is the case.
I think you're living proof of that.
Oof, it's too early to say that. Journey's just about started, but thank you, I'll take it.
It's warming up. We're on the right trajectory. The only way is up.
The only way is up. Secondly, I would say the truth will set you free.
The truth will set you free.
That is definitely a quote that I would stand by.
Is that controversial if you had been a traitor?
To be honest, I don't know because that didn't happen. So it'd be really hard for me to comment on something that didn't happen.
Because you're like, hey, I'm the most faithful guy in British TV.
Jesus, I mean, I'm terrible with compliments, but that it's just mental to even be considered like that.
It's crazy, isn't it? What do you think's next, the next couple of weeks? Can you predict or forecast it?
See, I think what I'm in position to do now is explore ways of how to be grounded, but also get the take from people who are interviewing me, who are talking to me. I would like to get their take on what they think they see next for Jazatha Christie. So my question to you.
Well, other than being the next game master on some sort of traitors game show quiz, there's got to be tactics involved because I see you know gameplay and you're aware. Secondly, I think you've got millions of people having a great amount of trust in you. So when it comes to people digesting you in their living room, on television, I think that's a great place to be.
Wow.
The future is yours, my friend.
Wow, what an incredible answer.
Monday Mar listeners, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thank you, Bradley.
On the Monday Mar Walk and Talk podcast. If you are new to the podcast, the audio drops every single Monday morning at 12 a.m. for the early risers doing the night shift. We are now on YouTube. We are on Instagram. Make sure you check us out. And Jazz, hey, good luck.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Keep being faithful.
Thank you so much.